This one old lady I used to visit in Bird Hills, she lived by herself. Her name was an Indian name, but the white people gave her the name Jenny. Her Indian name could have been Bluebird, only in Sioux. That's her last name. They just translated to English. And her mom was Annie Redbird. They're both buried there. They both have tombstones there with their names on. She said when they were running across, it must be coming this way, because she said they were carrying her on her mom's back, and she was about 3 or 4 years old. She was tired, so she carried him. And when she started running, she said they had to come through where they can't see them, like at nights, and stay in the bush all day, and then they travel at night. She started laughing, I guess, and her mom says, if you don't keep quiet, we'll push you off here and leave you here, because they're supposed to be quiet there. They didn't want the white people to know that they were running away. That's how they came across. Some of them went as far as Prince Albert, that came from over there. They kept moving further north, I guess, because they didn't want to be found. That's how they ended up over there. And they talk just the same as the people that come from Bird Hill. They all seem the same. There is a difference, kind of, in the Dakota language. But they all talk the same.